I really felt that the Lord wanted to encourage us to have faith and to have hope. And I just felt the Lord wanted us to look at our life. And maybe there are certain areas of our life where we are still in the tomb on Good Friday, but actually he wants us to remind us that he is risen. It's Easter Sunday, and that there is no area of our life where he is not victorious. So to have faith and to have hope in him, whatever it is that we are struggling with at the moment.
I want to thank the Lord for Zoom, that when Satan rubs his hands with glee because we can't meet, because we can't get together, we can't encourage one another, we can't be built up, we still have the opportunity. And I thank God, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ that we can encourage one another, that we can be together, albeit in a strange way, but God has been victorious, that we do meet, that we do listen, we do learn, we do sing together, we praise God, and we are encouraged. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I have a real sense that just as Mary at the tomb recognized Jesus by his voice, so Jesus recognized our voices. He knows we are here. He knows we are praising him. He knows that we are so joyful and grateful for what he has done for us, because he recognized our voices.
I feel like I should pray out a message in tongues. Guttare mi brigit rasrodor tienu, pre agartur mi brigit sanno horo titidigiri vibrasatura. Vim redombra, lucor tortur mi pe atacor tartare mi brigit sanno toro. Enre mi prapur, tortoro di tesao, proto, tartorio do.
So let's pray to the Lord for an interpretation for that. And if anyone feels their heart burning, that they have something from the Lord for us from that tongue, please unmute yourself and speak it out.
Let us praise the Lord always. Always praise the Lord. In all situations, praise the Lord. All places, praise the Lord. All circumstances, whatever situation that we encounter, praise the Lord, for he is great, he is glorious, he is victorious. Let us always praise the Lord with all our voice, with all our being, with all that is within us. Praise the Lord always.
Amen. And a sense I had as Bob was praying that tongue was the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
As we're looking at John 6, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son, who believes in him, shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. I was reflecting on this, and further on it says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And just that sense of, Lord, you are the one who has the message of eternal life. And there's no answer to that in the rest of society. Only our God, only Jesus has the message of eternal life. But Lord, we pray that in this season, Lord, that through the Holy Spirit, that you would draw people to you, Lord, to know that message. Lord, it just wouldn't be true, but that you would draw people to understand it and to believe in it. Praise you, Lord, that you have the message of eternal life.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we give thanks to you. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you, risen Lord, that you have filled our lives. And we thank you that as we turn to you, you always have more for us. Blessed be your name forever. Amen.
Amen.
So great, folks. Anthony and Julie, thank you so much for that. Please take a seat, make yourself comfortable. Lloyd and Larissa.